Well, in Orange County is a really interesting case because it's kind of the outlier in all the data that we received. And that's because Orange County has a network of charter schools run by United Cerebral Palsy that started as a way to specialize in schools for kids with disabilities, but they have since kind of expanded their mission and are now advocating themselves as schools for everyone. And so it's kind of a universal charter school now. And so the result of that is that for every 1,000 students enrolled in Orange County charter schools, about 60 of them qualify as severely disabled, according to the state's rankings. And that's about six times the average that we've seen around the state. You know, they're kind of a unique scenario. We're actually going to have some more reporting on that later. We're going to go out there and talk to those schools and kind of find out why it is that they can and educate so many kids with disabilities when other charter schools are having a tougher time doing it.
So that's an unusual situation in Orange County. What about the other Central Florida counties?
Elsewhere in Central Florida, it's a little different. Osceola County has, again, another charter school run by United Cerebral Palsy that focuses on early childhood education, you know, prior to kindergarten. But other than that, there are no K-12 charter schools that enroll any children with severe disabilities in Osceola. It's a mixed bag elsewhere. You'll find a handful of schools that have some of these kids with disabilities. But in most counties, the vast majority of charter schools don't have any severely disabled children.
Well, now, doesn't state law require that all of these charter schools admit disabled students? Why is the state not doing more to enforce those rules?
Yeah, this is intensely complicated. But if you read the state law, it very clearly says all students shall have an equal opportunity to enter into these schools. And then you read down a little further, and then it refers back to another section. And in that section is a giant caveat. And that caveat refers to what's known as an individualized education plan, which is the kind of framework for providing a student's special education needs. And so once a student is determined to need an individualized education plan, an IEP, as they're often abbreviated, then that becomes essentially a very strict law about how that student needs to be educated. And so if a school can't provide all of the services that are included in that plan, then you can't place the student into that school. And so that's the situation that a lot of charter schools find themselves in that they don't have the kind of specialized personnel, the therapists and the occupational therapists and speech therapists and, aides who can handle kind of the physical needs of some of these students to provide those services in those schools. And so as a result of that, when the team of therapists and school officials get together to recommend a school to place these students, they don't recommend the charter school. And so because of the way Florida has structured its charter schools, they are included in the larger school district rather than being considered their own school district. And so the larger school district is responsible for coming up with a plan to educate all students with disabilities. If the charter schools were their own school district, they would have to come up with that plan themselves. And so one of the legal experts we talked to said, if you want to change this situation, you need to change the law so that the charter schools would be considered their own school districts and then therefore responsible for educating students with disabilities.
Well, what about that, John? What about changing that law? The legislative session is going to start in Tallahassee in just about a month. Are you hearing about any proposals to deal with this situation?
No, so far no, but that's one of the things we're going to follow up on as well, is to see what kind of reaction folks have. To the best of our knowledge, no one has ever gathered this data and put it together in this way to try and answer this question. And so, again, a lot of the experts we talked to said that because students with disabilities, if you look at the data, roughly about 1% of the total school population. So we're talking a very small segment of the population. So it may be that most folks just aren't aware of this yet. We'll see. I'm going to get in contact with some of the education folks up in Tallahassee to see if this changes their mind. We know that, for instance, there's a St. Petersburg lawmaker who wants to go revisit the McKay scholarship, the vouchers for allowing students with disabilities to attend private schools after some questions were raised about the quality of some of those schools and the programs they were providing. So, folks are starting to look at some of these programs as a whole, and this may be one that they take the next look at.